Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Monty Tau won a championship in 1974. Feels like we just spoke with Monty last week, but that's what I said before. Don't give me your number, because I'm going to call again. And the Wolfpack keep winning. So as long as they keep winning, I bet you keep answering the phone.
I sure will, particularly a call from you. It's kind of hard to keep up with all of them right now. There's quite a bit of activity going on those chat groups and that type of thing. But definitely enjoying talking to you, keeping the Wolfpack dream alive. And nine straight elimination games. I mean, these guys are doing stuff that nobody's ever done, I think. I don't know. It seems like they are. And they're doing it in an amazing way, amazing fashion, really convincingly. They're not sneaking up on anybody now. I think earlier people thought that, you know, they were kind of a Cinderella. But they've shown they can play with anybody, and they continue to play along with three other teams.
Yeah, DJ Horn responded to that. We're not Cinderella. I think he said it after the Marquette game. We're not Cinderella, and he's right. They are not Cinderella. I think when we spoke last week, this is look, getting to a Final Four is what it is. It's a separate entity because the tournament is so crazy. But we thought that they were good, like, in the middle of the season, and they just couldn't figure out a way to put it all together. So what do you think was the important thing, other than DJ Burns being dominant? What is the important thing that we should take away from the way they beat Duke yesterday?
Well, I just think the way they beat Duke is they hung in there, weren't playing that well, and then Burns and Horn took over the game, but they continue to get help from everybody on the team. O'Connell does good. Diarra does good. Taylor comes in and makes a shot. Middlebrook, they're all playing their roles. And I don't know how they were earlier in the year. I'm a distance away, so I don't follow them probably as closely as I should. But I know they weren't winning every game like they're doing right now. So I just think there's a combination of things. They were a group that hadn't been together much before,
right?
What I see from the outside. And I think the more they play now, have they played 40 games now? How many games have they played?
Not quite 40. They were 17 and 14 entering. So they are now 21 and 14, 35 games.
Okay. So they're playing upwards 35, 40 games, like a pro league. And, they're on a run where they've obviously, like we talked about last week, they're obviously a talented bunch, maybe more talented than people thought, you know.
Yeah.
And they just come at you from every place on the floor. They're not turning the ball over. They're not beating themselves. And just they're scoring the ball. I think their defense has been better. I don't know what statistics point out, but it seems like their scores have been a little bit lower, and that's mainly on the defensive side. So just they're playing basketball, man. They're playing to win, and they check the egos at the door, and whoever does the best, they're all happy for them, and they just want to keep the year going. When you're on a team like that, you just want the season to keep going. You don't want it to ever end, and now they're going up against three teams in the Final Four that are in the same position. So it'll be a fantastic weekend, and hopefully the Wolfpack, both men and women, can keep their seasons going and get to that championship game and win it all.
Monty Tau is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, national champion from 1974. I don't remember what the Final Four was like and what an accomplishment that was, you know, back now 50 years ago. But the making a Final Four in this modern 64, 68 team seeded field, just making it to the Final Four is a championship. In and of itself, how do you look at it? How did you look at it 50 years ago?
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, it's a resume maker for sure, just making it to the Final Four. But they remember the champions more than they do the people that didn't win that championship.
Right.
There's something about winning the championship, no matter whether it was 50 years ago or whether it was last year, it's something special. And four teams make it to the Final Four, and that's a big deal, and it should be a big deal. I know our mindset going into the Final Four is we weren't happy to be playing in the Final Four. Don't get me wrong, we were happy, but we weren't happy just to be there. What our goal was and our mindset, and Coach Sloan really backed this totally, is we're not going to be satisfied with anything less than a national championship. So I think all those teams are wanting to obviously make it to the Final Four, but really the big deal is to put that championship banner up and say you won a national championship. And all four teams have a shot at it. I don't know how you can pick a favorite. I guess Connecticut would be the one that would stand out, I guess. But they've lost three games this year. And, you know, it's a one-game deal. It makes it the most exciting sporting event in the country on a three-week run here. And we're getting ready to finish it up.
All right, we have DJ Burns versus Zach Edey in one side. This is old school. We haven't seen a real big man battle like this in a while.
Yeah, I've seen Purdue play a little bit on TV. Edey's a tremendous player and a tremendous talent. Defensively, I don't know how far he'll come out. Say if Burns is setting a high ball screen, I don't know where Edey will be. Will he be back up or would be up on him? So those kind of things will decide the game. But they're both great players, and it's going to be a tremendous matchup. Mm. I mean, those guys are playing their best individual basketball of the year, it looks like, both of them. And they're both two stars of their two teams. So, you know, forget about that guard play and stuff. It's the big guys, I guess, that get the job done. So good luck to both of them. I'm rooting for the Wolfpack. You know that.
Yeah, what's interesting is that, like, nobody's got a solution for either guy. I mean, nobody's been able to. Edey went for 40 points in the regional final win. I mean, nobody has an answer for that. But you could say the same thing about DJ Burns. Watching the game yesterday, could Duke have done something else to slow him down?
Those guys at Duke make a lot of money. They're making the right decisions. It's just he is. I think I used the word mismatch last week when I talked to you. He's just a mismatch. Everywhere on the floor, he's a mismatch, and he's enjoying passing the ball, and they're really playing through him what people used to call maybe a point center. And he's just a mismatch, and Edey is too on the other end. Yep. And, you know, foul trouble situations could enter into it. That's a physical game, and depending on a couple calls, you know, it could hurt either team. And particularly either one of those two players getting foul trouble or have to sit down, it makes their team not quite as good.
All right, give me Monty Tau is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Give me a player that you thought maybe below the surface was really key for NC State on in last night's win.
Well, I thought the fact that they were not playing well, and when you looked up, you would have thought they would be behind by 15 or 16, and Duke wasn't able to separate in that first half. And then NC State finally got their game together, and by the time they got the steam rolling, Duke couldn't do anything about it. You know, Burns was getting his, Horn was getting his. It was just, they were getting taken to the hoop, really, is what was going on. And it just showed, you know, Duke's been a great team all year, and you can be a great team, but if you run into the wrong team and the wrong matchups, you can have your season over. And NC State's happy with the matchup, it looked like, and always felt like they thought they could win. It looked like to me, NC State, they're taking care of business. They're giving people the business, and they're just, you know, they think they're going to win every game, and that's a great mindset. And if you got the talent, which they do, to back it up, and the coaches, anything's possible.
So much confidence that they're playing with. To me, watching the second half, I thought that even with a six-point lead, Duke looked like they were more panicked and more rushed, and everything came more difficult for them. I thought State just looked very comfortable and confident, even as they were down 6 points. And once they started crawling back, you know, closer to the lead, I thought you could tell it was a snowball downhill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, they're just a tough physical bunch, NC State is. You know, that O'Connell being a lacrosse player, he's fearless, you know.
Yep.
He goes to the basket, and he's strong and physical. And obviously Burns, Horn's, you know, physical scoring guard. They're physical. And I think they are doing a better job on defense. And I think it's taking a toll on some teams. And I think they eventually just wore mentally and physically. It looked like to me just wore Duke down towards the end of that game.
I don't think there's any question about it. All right, so I'm just going to go out on a limb and say we're talking on Monday.
Yeah, I hope so, man. that would be absolutely wonderful. And it would be great for me, but really who it would be great for is those guys playing and those coaches coaching and those fans cheering. I've had my day, you know, and I've lived off of it for 50 years. So I hope they get their day, and I hope they come through because it's a great feeling. And it's a life-changing experience. If you can get through and win that national championship, it's a big deal. So good luck to them, and I hope they come through. I'm really pulling for them.
Monty Tal, I thank you very much, sir. I'll talk to you again.
Okay, thank you so much.
You got it.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.